Sima surprised herself by blushing at the round perfection of the young woman's breasts. For 35 years, after all, breasts had been her business. She knew the slight curve of the preteen breast, its nipple rigid when unveiled in the cool air of her basement shop. The aching breasts of pregnant women, skin shiny and striped from stretch. The parchment breasts of the elderly, liver spotted, soft with down. She knew breasts with pink nipples, olive nipples, brown nipples, nipples pushed in and pulled out, tiny as dimes, large as the ring stain of a coffee cup. She knew heavy breasts on thin women, and thin breasts on heavy women, breasts 28A, 52K, and breasts with a cup size between them. She even, and of course, knew the knotted red scar of the breast that was no longer there, the twisting keloid marker of what science had stolen away. But this young Israeli in tight jeans and platform sandals, slightly worn, revealing fuchsia toenails. In all those years, Sima had never seen breasts so beautiful as hers. Sima thrilled to the swirl of the nipple, the soft shell of the skin. She remembered eighth grade geometry, planting the sharp point of the compass on a friend's notebook, and with the stubbed yellow pencil carefully belted in, tracing perfect circles of friendship. This girl's breasts, Sima was sure, would be 360 degrees by the pencil's lead trace. "I brought you a few to try," Sima said, approaching the dressing room. The girl stood in the center. The curtain, orange cloth, grayed at the edges, pulled to one side. It was a large space, big enough for 5 women at a time to preen, choose. A bench on one side with hooks above. A rectangle of carpet. Slightly frayed lavender wool unraveling below. A wide mirror angled against the back wall. Sima dangled 3 bras, each a shade of beige, before her. "See which you like." The girl eyed the bras suspiciously, held one against herself, thick with a high, wide cut, so that her breast pushed through the satin, frowned at her reflection in the mirror. "Do you have anything sexy?" she asked. Sima forced herself to carry on the usual conversation. "You like lacy, demi?" She saw herself in the mirror behind the girl. Gray hair pulled into a tight bun. Rounded body all in black. The old witch in the fairy tale, Sima thought, selling apples to a young beauty. "Doesn't matter, just so long as my boyfriend will like it. Not that he'd notice. Men just like to take them off, no?" Sima smiled. Years in the basement bra shop had taught her the ease of a conversation teasing men. With knowing looks and careful shakes of the head, her customers commiserated with one another, complained about them, their stupidity, their cheapness, their emotional distance, their inability to remember birthdays and anniversaries, the location of their own kitchen appliances, the day to pick their suits up from the dry cleaner. "My Lev," Sima said, "doesn't even know how to tell one bra from another. You think he pays attention? I've had this business for 3 decades, and we've been married, what, 46 years? $10, he couldn't even tell you what underwire does." The girl laughed, revealing a smile made more beautiful, Sima thought, by the slight gap between her 2 front teeth. 46 years is a long time. Mazel tov. Sima shrugged. People act like being married a long time is some big accomplishment. Let me tell you, it's the easiest thing in the world. We married young, and that was that. She made a brisk motion with her hand as if smoothing the covers over a bed. "Now," Sima said, reaching for the bra she'd brought the girl. "What did you say your name was?"
"Timna."
"Timna, I'll bring you something special, yeah? To make his jaw drop." Sima closed the dressing room curtain and walked behind the counter. 3 shelves stretched 10 feet across, each shelf filled with boxes, each box filled with bras. Sima never spent a cent on advertising, and never had to. Though the dressing room rarely filled to capacity, she kept busy enough that her legs ached each evening from too many trips up and down the stepladder, each in pursuit of the perfect fit. Sima's regular customers, and almost all her customers became regulars, would enter the store already pulling off their coats, unbuttoning their starched blouses. Something for my cousin's wedding to keep my tummy in, and these, a quick shove to the large breasts, up while I dance. For my daughter, for her bas mitzvah, can you believe seems just yesterday I used to rest her stroller behind the counter. Something simple, cotton. Something lacy, black. Something with underwire. Without underwire. On sale? Simmons wasn't the only hidden business in the neighborhood. Ferris sold purses and shoes. Shoshana designed stationery and invitations. Gussie carried wigs and headscarves.